Hello, hello, hello. I'm April Cipriano, international expert on business. And oh my goodness, we have another phenomenal show today. I am so excited you're here. You know that here on Business Her Way, we're a show for, by, and about women. So I have brought you two amazing women as my first guests. So we're talking about a topic that, you know, it seems to keep swinging around again and again and again, which is, can you make a real income when you're in the creative fields? And the follow-up, how do you marry the creative side of you with the business mindset? Well, these two powerhouse women who are doing both of these things and doing them well are here to talk to us about that. So let me just give you a brief intro. My first guest is Taylor Peets. Did I say that right, darling?
Yes.
Good. Yay. Taylor Peets, multi-talented performing artist. And she's a singer, dancer, pianist, actor, and teacher. And she's a St. Louis native. We'll talk about that a little bit. And she's worked with numerous professional theater companies in the area, including New Line, Insight Theater Company, the New Jewish Theater, Dramatic License, and Four Seasons with stages in St. Louis. She's got a lot of professional theater credits. We'll talk about some of those. She actually won an award.
Nominated for an award for the same role that I won an award for, the St. Louis 2013 BroadwayWorld.com Awards. I won for Emily Webb in Our Town, and I'm nominated for the same role for the St. Louis Critic Theater Circle Awards, which will be Monday night.
Next Monday.
Yeah.
Yay! Thank you. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of competition in that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of talent here in St. Louis, and there is a lot of competition. But it's nice to bring everybody together. It's really to celebrate the year in the arts in the St. Louis community. So we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah, and recognize excellence.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, you're also a teacher.
Yes, I run my own piano and voice business.
And you do that locally, right? It's all live in studio. Do you have a studio doing that?
I do, actually. The dance studio I grew up taking from and now where I teach, it's called Leaping Lizards Performing Arts Studio here in the city, run by a fabulous woman named Robin Michelle Berger. And I teach dance there with her, and I run my own vocal business out of the studio there.
Very nice. Now, I also have Gail Gallagher. Now, Gail is very humble. You know, I'm going to tell you guys, she sent me some background on Taylor, and I also went out and, you know, was fishing around. And Taylor, literally, like a half a page on all the stuff you've done and all the awards you've been nominated for or you've won and this and that. And then she sends me, Gail Gallagher, producer. I was like two lines. So I'm saying this to say that she's very humble and underplays the fact that she is an award-winning producer. And you were my very first guest ever on this show, Business Her Way. I know that you started in 2007 with a music video recap. Now, since then, you've produced two award-winning feature films, Shadowland and 23 Minutes to Sunrise. A lot of short films, music videos, corporate projects, which I also know you do an amazing job with those, and the TV show Streetscape, which is where we met when I was hosting. And you're one of the partners at Pirate Pictures, and Pirate Pictures actually has won a dozen awards, literally. And now, you not only produce feature films, but you also work with local businesses and nonprofits, and you're a film, television, and video producer, and you're based in St. Charles. Now, what I love about Gail is that she is brilliant, she is creative, and she works the same hours as me. So if I have a thought, I get a response, I know. Because, you know, when you're creative, you're up at crazy hours. Right? It's just a different body clock. It's a different body rhythm. What's up with that?
Yeah, exactly. I love that we're able to work whenever we're able to work.
Yeah, I think if anybody really knew a lot of times what the start time is for the day, they'd be like, man, are you kidding me? Wish I could start that late. But they also don't realize that you're up till 3 or 4.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, in my business, I do keep reasonable hours most of the time. However, if my brain is working and I'm being creative and you know, thinking about stuff, I mean, it's, you work when you work.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because I've not known Taylor that long, but now that we've been collaborating on this film project, which obviously we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yes, we will.
We've had production meetings that started at 9:30 at night.
Right.
Because the whole team is kind of on
exactly.
that same
that's
schedule.
That's when we're finishing all of our other jobs.
Yeah.
That's when we can get together.
Exactly. Now, I do want to mention that we are going to talk about the Four Color Eulogy, which is the film that you're working on right now.
Yes.
You're in pre-production.
Correct.
And that's how you and Taylor came together, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to let you, Taylor, start with how did you come through this process of, you know, being creative and sticking with it? Because a lot of people, especially in the performing arts, they're, you know, you grow up thinking, I want to be a star. I want to sing. I want to dance. Lights on Broadway.
And life happens.
Life happens, right?
Yeah.
You got to pay the bills.
You got to pay the bills. I'm lucky in the sense that I have a lot of jobs, you know, like everybody in the arts. There's not just one thing you do, which can be a little crazy and hectic sometimes, and you run yourself a little thin. But I am lucky that every job I have is in the arts. I've never worked, I guess, a quote-unquote regular job. Retail or restaurant, which I suppose maybe later in life will come back to bite me. But I started dance and piano and singing at a young age. My mother was into it, and she introduced me to her friends. And the woman, my boss over at the studio, I was her first dance student when she opened her studio. And
nice.
It went from there, and I sort of had that plan, like you said. I went to college. I was going to get a BFA in the arts, and I was going to go to New York and be a big star. And I suddenly got to college and realized that I had other interests as well, which was sort of a big shock to me. But I stayed in it, and my teachers encouraged me to, once I got to a certain age and to a certain level, they said, you know, you really could teach if you wanted to. I started teaching dance at the studio, TAing when I was younger, and then I took over several classes. And as my theatrical life and career kind of picked up, and as I got more work, you know, through Stages and New Line and all these other companies, I sort of scaled back on some of the teaching just to pursue my own career for a while. And I've been running my own business for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years now. And it's awesome. I love my students. I love the parents. It's great because I can set my own schedule. So when we do have meetings or interviews or things, I can rearrange as I need to. And it's so wonderful just to be able to sort of set your own schedule when you want to and when you need to.
And well, isn't that why we all become entrepreneurs?
I was just thinking that. It's that freedom.
Yes.
It is freedom. It's freedom to dictate what your schedule looks like.
Yes.
You know, I talk about this all the time, and I just mentioned it yesterday when I was in a workshop with a bunch of entrepreneurs. And I said, look, it's not that you don't work a lot of hours sometimes, but if you can balance that working a lot of hours with taking the time that you need to do what matters to you most, then I think that's the best you can hope for. And it's really, I think that's what we strive for as entrepreneurs.
Yeah. And it helps keep you sane, because it's not just all work all the time and you're a slave to someone else's schedule and someone else's needs. And it's, it helps keep you sane.
Well, it sounds like you have the one basic component that is absolutely required for entrepreneurs. Do you know what that is?
I don't.
She's looking at me with big eyes, you guys. You're unemployable.
Yes.
I mean, really.
In the best way.
Exactly.
In the best way possible.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do travel. A lot of actors, they audition not only in St. Louis, but elsewhere, and not just in the Midwest, but in New York and bigger markets. And that is something at some point I do really want to explore. Like you said, I was born and raised here. I'm a native. I never left. And I'm really lucky to be doing what I'm doing here. I've gotten a lot of work, both in the theater and the sort of commercial and print business. And it's really wonderful. But yes, that is something eventually I do hope to pursue, even just for a short time. I think everybody should at some point in their lives.
Absolutely. I'll go with you to get your passport.
Thank you. Hold my hand.
Listen, I encourage that whenever. Getting out of your environment is the best teacher. It just is. And it'll bring so much more richness and fullness of body to your work.
It really gives an amazing perspective of what your life is here when you've opened up that world and seen others.
Yes, absolutely. All right. I have a ton more questions because, you know, we've only hit on one of them. That's kind of how it goes around here. We have too much fun. We're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll talk more with Gail Gallagher, award-winning producer, and Taylor Peets, multi-talented performing artist, about the business of filmmaking here on Business Her Way with April Trupiano. Hey, that's me, your host, for, by, and about women. We'll be right back.